Do you change anything for the European audiences or the
Sure.
American audiences?
Sure. Well, in Europe, you can play more instrumental music because they like it. And also, you have to put more old songs in the show because they don't speak enough English to pick up on the lyrics to a new song. But if they heard it on an album, then they understand it.
You don't have a record anyway?
Well, I do in Europe, not in the United States.
Do you have any plans? Or
oh, yeah, we're negotiating.
What happened with I don't want to get drafted?
Well, I made the song and sent it to Phonogram at the time that I was contracted with them and said, here's our new single, put it out. And some guy in middle management over there listened to it and said, I used to be in the Army, I don't like the words of this song. And he didn't think it was a single, and I didn't want to put it out. And I said, you're crazy, you know, so if you don't want to do it, then, you know, let's just have a parting of the ways. So that's what happened. And we put it out ourselves.
Anything happening with video or movies? You have any projects coming?
I have a movie that's completed, but no distribution deal for it yet.
What is it?
It's called Baby Snakes.
Yeah. Any progress toward that, or is there any work being? Do you expect it to come out?
Yeah, I expect it, but we just haven't made a deal for it yet.
What about video projects?
Nothing.
As soon as you came out and started complaining about it, I started to wonder if your whole life is pervaded by the harmonies and rhythms and philosophy, the way it comes out on the stage.
Well, I think what I do on stage is pretty much a logical extension of the kind of person I am. You know, it's pretty realistic.
If you're not on the road, what's a day like for Frank Zappa?
Yeah, you know, if I'm at home, I work 18 hours a day because I have a studio in my house. I get up, I get a cup of coffee. Sometimes I don't even get anything to eat. I just go down there and work in the studio. And my wife brings me coffee and food, and I stay down there until I'm tired. And when I'm done, I go back up and go to sleep and do it all over again the next day.
Outside of music, is the rest of your life the same kind of raucous precision that you put into?
Oh, I'm basically very quiet. The only time it's loud and raucous is when it's on stage, you know. The rest of the time, I don't even, if I'm in a car, I refuse to have anybody turn the radio on. The only other time I hear any music is if I go to a club and see a band or if there's records playing or something like that. But usually I prefer a really quiet environment because, you know, what I do on stage is plenty noisy and plenty active, and the rest of the time I like to relax.
Fred Zeppelin.
What about it?
I'm doing a thing at the end of the year about things that happened during the year, and you had to change the album. I was going to cover the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
You had to change the title of the album.
Yeah, I felt that it would have been in bad taste, and it would have been especially bad taste when you consider what the advertising slogan was for the album. Which was, well, for those of you who don't know, I put this album together, which hasn't been released yet, and the original title of the album was going to be Fred Zeppelin, because a lot of people actually think that's my name. People come up to me all the time and think my name is Fred Zeppelin. I don't know why, but they do. I mean, it happens a lot. And we had this advertising slogan that said, the lead is dead, here comes the Fred, you know, and then when John Bonham died, I thought, oh, that would really be bad to do that, so I changed the name of the album to Crush All Boxes. But it's probably not going to be out in the States until around February, and I may even change the title again before it comes out. I don't know.
I get Santini. I think about changing the first letter of my name to my S.
Mm-hmm.
I won't. But, how do you feel about well, I won't ask you that because if you don't listen to that. How do you feel when you're up there and you're directing? And I just feel like Duran Tell Me You Love Me. Your fingers were just following the swell, and it's like this is your music, and you look like you really just fucking love being up there.
Well, I do. I mean, I really have a good time. But let me explain to you what kind of a day I had. First of all, I had 5 hours sleep last night. Second of all, I got up at 10 o'clock this morning and had to take 2 planes and wait in an airport for an hour in one place. And then our plane was late coming in. We went directly from the airport to the sound check. We've been here at the hall. I haven't had anything to eat. And, you bet being on stage is fun compared to the rest of what we did during the day. And, you know, the whole band went through the same thing, and so I'm proud of them when they can go on stage and do a show like that after having spent a day traveling, and that's pretty much the way it is on the road. The most fun you have is on the stage. The rest of it is really very drudgerous. Easy question, easy answer. My birthday is December 21st, 1940, and the best present that I ever got was when my wife got me a portable espresso machine in an anvil case that I could take with me on the road.
All right. Last question. After the years, after all the years you've been playing and so forth, what kind of things still really thrill you, excite you?
Well, I get a big thrill out of seeing people enjoy what we do, you know. When I can see that when we go on stage and we play something and it makes people happy, then I say that's worthwhile. Because when you think about it, there's so much attention paid in an industrial society to just having your bread on the table and the gas in your tank, and people forget about the actual quality of their lives after that. And this would be an awfully bleak place if there weren't some form of entertainment. And anything that a person can do to improve the quality of life above and beyond what you eat and how you get from place to place is making this country a better place to live in, I think. You know, I don't want it to sound like social work or anything, but I think it's important that if there's something that'll make you happy, that you should have access to it. You know, everybody should have access to whatever it is that amuses them, because you need amusement. It makes you a healthy person. And there are certain people who are amused by what we do, and when I see them come to a show and I see them having a good time, it makes me feel great, and I know they're having a good time, so, you know, it works both ways.
Any reflections on the fact that you're still drawing the younger demographic?
Obviously they have good taste. Much better taste than people give them credit for. Everybody likes to think that the younger kids are really into things that are not too... Well, I don't know. I think that the younger kids are more than welcome at the concerts, and there's no reason to presume that because I'm almost 40 years old that the other people in the audience have to be the same age as me. What we do is for anybody of any age who wants to be entertained by that kind of stuff, you know. We deliver the goods to the people who want that stuff, and there's plenty of other groups who deliver other kinds of music to people who want that kind of stuff. And there's room in this world for all of us.